Hello, party. You've reached Why Not. This is Steve Bell Canyon, along with Bruce, Mr. Outwatch, for the Why Not Comment Output Tape for the 15th of August, 1979. This tape is being produced, though, on the 12th, 1979. This tape will contain not only the second half of this week's comments that did not get on last tape, will also contain comments from a week ago, which we didn't get to put on because we preempted them with our special Why Not editorial. So before I go any further, I want to play a little bit more of this Supertramp song, The Child of Vision. It's got a little bit of words in it, but it's got a nice beat to it, and I rather like it myself. So we'll go a little further with that, and then we'll hit the comments.
Hello, Bruce. This is the Wild and Crazy Guy, and I am leaving a comment diverted from Anglophone. Yes, I guess what Regina said about being one of her best friends, and he's with her all the way on this, I guess she was wrong. I guess he wouldn't be diverting to this line if he really was all for her and he hated you guys. So, hey, let's chalk one up for you guys. This is Busy, Wild, and Crazy Guy. Have a good day, and don't get caught with any arrows through your head.
Yeah, this is Sue Northridge, and I'd like to know a number of things first. What's going on with Freaky Phone and Regina? And second of all, let's see, what else? I'd like to know, I just wanted to advertise Shadow Picnic, you know, if you guys have any plans to go there. And I'd like this to be played. Thank you. Anyone knows where Joe Bernardo Hills is, tell them to get in contact with me. Thank you.
Well, Sue, going in order, first of all, Freaky Phone is doing fine, to my knowledge. The thing with Regina is a debate, sort of a, we got kind of, you could say ticked off about certain decrees that were made at Why Not and being told what to do, and we made a public stand against it, and you'll have to really listen to the tapes to hear exactly what's going on. And your second comment, which was if we know where Joe Granada Hills is, I guess he's around somewhere. I guess, Joe, if you're out there, I think Sue Northridge wants to speak to you. Next.
Okay, this is Mike in, I used to be in Huntington Beach, but now I'm in Costa Mesa. And I have a question, sort of a gripe, I guess. How come utility companies advertise? And, my bill to, the different phone companies, whether it be Pacific or General, they advertise their phone, Mart, and all this other stuff. You know, we pay for that in our rates. And, we don't have any choice. It's not as if it's a competitive business or anything. But there they are advertising. I have kind of a theory on that. I think that everybody wants to be in showbiz. And the phone companies, the utilities, the power companies, Edison Company, the execs there want to have some exposure just to be a toy. And I wouldn't mind so bad if it's a toy that they were paying for, but I'm looking at my electric bill now, and it's outrageous. And it seems to me if they're wanting to, if the Public Utilities Commission wants to find a constructive way to cut utility bills, phone bills, stuff like that, I think they should make the advertising budgets independent of the subscriber payments. Let them advertise with their own damn money, not mine. and also, I've heard rumors that Joe might be getting a link back up on 839-0300. Is this true? If not, why not? And I really miss it being out in Orange County out here. It's about the only comment line of any consequence. And talked to Joe a few times. He's a good guy, but I can't reach him anymore. And, you know, if you have any information on that, I'd really enjoy hearing it. Thank you.
Well, Mike, I haven't heard any rumors that the link will be back up. Myself, you know, I've been out of it for a while. I've, you know, had a lot of personal things and haven't been doing the tapes lately, so I don't even know exactly what's going on in the phone world other than, you know, my own, our own trip here with Why Not versus other people. Maybe if anybody has any definite word on that, they can let you know either way. Appreciate the comment, and on to the next.
Hello there, I have a comment. Remember last year or a year before, there used to be a great, the best comment line that ever was existing. I mean, it's called Mark, and it was Party Line, Mark Party Line. That was probably the best line that ever happened. I don't know, one of these days, one day I called it once, about, I don't know, a year ago.
Well, you didn't leave your name. Sorry your comment got chopped. Either, I don't know whether you hung up accidentally or something, or either the machine dumped you, or I'm not quite sure what happened, but half your comment got chopped there. Maybe you can leave it on the next tape, and we can see... you had some kind of a comment about Party Line, which is no longer in operation, as you can tell. Maybe you can finish it off the next tape. Next comment?
Hi, Bruce. This is your secret admirer, and I have a question for you. Tell me how you can speak clearly and be accurate when you're horny. Let's see, what should we talk about today? This is Karen, if you don't know already, and I just wanted to let you know that I went to work today, and since I'm quitting, every call I got from Wayside Honor Phone, I third number billed it to your phone. So when you get your phone bill, it's going to be in the six figures. So be prepared. That's my little message for waking you up that day at midnight when you wanted to talk to Dave, having the nerve to ask me to go over there and knock on his door at 12 o'clock at night. So look forward to your phone bill. It should be up in the six figures. Bye.
Karen, you ought to know better than that. You know we'd only contest the bill. But then again, that's your problem for having to live next door to Uncle Freaky. Next comment, please.
Okay, this is ACDC calling on Friday, and it's 11:20. Wowee. And I need some help. I was running through my files, and I discovered that I don't know how to spell Bernay. And I've been asking everybody, and no one I know can spell Bernay correctly. I believe it is B-E-R-N-E-E with an accent agu on the first E, but I'm not positive, so if anybody out there knows exactly how to spell it, please tell me because I'm screwing up. So this is ACDC. I bid you and yours a good day.
Actually, Mr. ACDC, it's spelled Bernay, B-E-R-N-A-Y, and Al Bernay is the guy. That's your one. B-E-R-N-A-Y. Next.
Hello there. This is your Uncle Freaky calling. And if I sound even more like I'm down in a cave than usual, that's because I'm calling you on my wonderful new Pacific telephone speakerphone. Yes, they finally got installed right today. The first installation appointment, which they missed, was last Friday. The first one that they made was Monday. They sent out some boob who had never put a speakerphone in his life, and he couldn't do it. So they sent him out again the next day with another guy who also didn't know how to put in a speakerphone. Well, it was fun to watch, you know. It was Laurel and Hardy put in a speakerphone, and... real funny, but no results, except that they shorted out my line for the day. So the next day, repair made everything right. They sent out the same guy again. They hadn't given him any instructions in installing speakerphones in the meantime, either. Of course, he fucked up again. The next day, they sent out the same guy. And he still couldn't put in a speakerphone. So, that afternoon, they finally consented to send me a different guy. He came out and went, all done. I could see it was really easy to put in a speakerphone, as long as you're not a total asshole. Well, installer number one and his assistant, in case you're listening to this, fuck you very much for your wonderful service. And same to you, pathetic telephone. Goodbye.
Thank you, Uncle Freaky, for that wonderful insight into the ideas of the bumbling fools at our local telephone establishment known as PTNT. Next.
Hello again. This is your Uncle Freaky, just taking a hit of some old gold Colombian. Quite old. And that's my question. Is there any quality dope around that's nice and fresh? I mean, everything smokable I've encountered lately has been a venerable antique. This is last summer's Gold Bumbo. It's nice, but it's a little dry. I like it fresh. Anybody run into anything nice and fresh and good lately? Leave a comment if you have. And there's a call wait, so goodbye.
You may have asked, who was the person that call waited him? Well, we did!
Yeah, I like to say something about people who smoke cigarettes. I mean, that's kind of really dumb, you know, and the thing that really bugs me is the high school guys with their marbles. I mean, they walk around really macho, you know. And another thing is, it bugs me, people, you know, they think they're so macho with the cigarettes, they try to blow smoke rings, and they blow it in your face, and they think it's all, hey, you know, well, I'm a big stud, you know. I'd just like to know how you guys feel about it. And give me a response when I want this comment played. Thank you.
Hello. Freaky Phone is now forwarding to you. Give up.
Well, we've just about reached the end of our tape here, the end of the first side, as we are patiently waiting for it to get to enough tape to auto-reverse. Just all I shall say is I hope you enjoy the other side, because it has comments on it just like this side. Logical, isn't it? We shall now auto-reverse very shortly now. Well, in case you've just joined us, you're on side two. And now it's time for some more comments. And on to the next one.
Mr. Watts, this is the wild and crazy guy calling at 1:30 p.m. I would like to tell you a little information. I know you'll want to check it out for Supersonic. I just called. It is running a manual connection for 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. So check that out, and if you find out that it's worth it, let people know about it. Okay. Thank you. And
hello, this is Shelly Tarzana, and I'd like to know how old the wild and crazy guy is. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment regarding two lines. This is Jeff of Van Nuys. The first one refers to Supersonic, and I've gotten through some reliable sources that Supersonic is a fake, and you know, you don't waste your time calling anymore. Because sometimes somebody answers the phone or something and they pretend that something's going on, but there's really nothing going on with Supersonic. Another one is you've been getting a call from somebody who said they had a comment line in Las Vegas. And I don't know whether it's the same burst or not, but my cousin, who I was talking to, lives in Las Vegas, says that there was a line out that was run by somebody called Steve, thought it was Station Man or something like that. It was called the Las Vegas Connection. And he said it was a legitimate line there, and it was out for about 6 months, and then it went down. Nobody ever heard from the guy again. So he doesn't know whether it's a hoax or not, but if it's the same guy, then he doesn't see why he set up a line in Las Vegas and put out a phony number out here. So he's pretty sure that it isn't a hoax. So I'm just, you know, confirming the fact that the guy really does exist, and he at least had one line out for a short time. And on that line, he just pretty much took comments and played them back, a lot like feedback did. And that's about all I have to say for now. So be clean. Bye.
Okay, the following comments are the comments that were taken a couple of weeks ago that were preempted by our special Why Not editorial. And here's the first one.
Oh, why, hello, buddy. Something happened before I called in. This is the fabulous TSPS calling in about 1 o'clock in the morning. About 12:30 to 1 o'clock, I guess maybe you're just changing the tape, but I was ringing it to nothing. You know, I didn't get to hear my comment last time, and I just was wondering kind of why. I didn't get to hear it. Wanted to ask a couple of questions that maybe you'll be at by this time. I'm still wondering if anybody knows of any answering machines out there that are FCC approved but do need a coupler to work. Please leave the FCC registration number and anything else on the ringer equivalents and stuff like that. Or if you have the Codafone 440, which has knows one machine that does work like that, just leave that. Another question I want to ask is I've been wondering, I've been noticing, especially when you call Why Not, for instance, or some other prefixes like 982, sometimes, you know, when you get a busy signal, it's a very, very loud busy signal. And I've noticed this throughout the years that some prefixes have extremely louder busy signals than other ones. Now, I'm not sure exactly how that would work, whether they sit a certain volume in the central office or what. But some prefixes I notice are very loud and sometimes are not too pleasant when you get a busy signal. Not like most ESS prefixes and stuff like that are usually, they give a lot better and deep. But like all the other crossbar prefixes and stuff like that are usually giving a very, very loud busy signal, and it's kind of annoying. So I was wondering if you could tell me why, or maybe I could, maybe if enough people complain to the phone company, possibly they could get it lowered or something. I'm sure other people have noticed that too. So anyway, I think that's done all right now. It's a couple of days before San Diego, be heading out there. So I was going to that festival, I believe it will catch it before the next tape, although I doubt it. I think by the time this runs, the concert will be over. But anyways, that's all right. So this has been a comment from the fabulous TSTS about 1 o'clock, 1:05, something like that in the morning. And have a nice day, and don't get caught in the bushes doing anything funny. Goodbye.
Okay, Mr. TSPS, you're wondering about the busy signals. Like you said, they're directly related to the type of prefix that it comes off of, and every office is about different. You'll find most ESS offices have a certain conformity about them. They're a very likeness about them, but other prefixes, step prefixes, crossbar prefixes sort of will vary because of the mechanical equipment and how your call is routed. But I'm not sure about the exact facilities the phone company uses for their signals and tones and stuff like that. Maybe if there's somebody else out there who can answer your question a little bit better, than I can, because I'm not exactly too familiar with central office equipment that's used for busy signals and the like. Next?
Yeah, I'd like to know approximately how many people call you, and like, what do you do? Do you get paid and stuff? Thank you.
Well, you didn't even leave your name. Yeah, and also, by the way, to everybody else, if you ever leave a comment on Why Not, we appreciate a name and possibly a city that you live in to kind of understand who we're getting the comment from. Your question, our number of people that call, well, it's hard to say. We don't have the exact numbers from our counter right now. I can say many, 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 many people, because Why Not is busy 24 hours a day at different times, and there are a couple times we have slow times in the day and people aren't calling, but majority of the time, Why Not is pretty busy. No, we do not get paid. This is a non-profit organization, you could say. We purely do it for the public enjoyment and our own enjoyment, since we're the ones who make up the tapes for this, and it is purely a an entertainment facility, and we are not making any money at all on this right now. Next.
Hello, I think that your line is really dino-fantastic, and me and my brother are always calling if you, we think it's the best line around, and I really like it a lot, and I just think it's hot, totally hot snot, and this is Danny signing off, bidding you a good day.
Okay, this is ACDC calling on Friday morning, and I have a few corrections to make. On the last tape, number one, someone called up and asked about 7 questions at once, and at the end you identified that person as me, and it was not me, it was the wild and crazy guy, and he happened to mention my name in there, so I guess that's how you confused him for me. So that was the wild and crazy guy that asked those numerous questions, so I want to clear that up. And second, you can drop the Mr. Bruce, because you keep calling me Mr. ACDC, and that, I don't like it. You can just drop the Mr. and ACDC. I'll change it in a few days, probably, but no Mr., please. So that's all I have to say this time. This is ACDC. I bid you good day.
Okay, I'm sorry about that and all the confusion of trying to remember all those 7 or 8 questions at the same time and keep all the answers in my head. I accidentally got you mixed up for the other guy, but don't worry about it. We will try to have it avoid it having it happen again. Next comment, please.
Hi, this is Jack from Van Nuys. I heard about a new fad and I tried it last night. And it's really far out. Probably won't put it on the comment line, but here it is anyway. It's driving bottomless. No kidding. My girlfriend told me and showed me. Just get in your car, slip off your shorts, your pants, and start driving. There's no way any other driver can see you, except the vans or trucks, but you can be cool around them. And talk about cool. Wow, it's a blast. Try it, you'll like it. Especially when you go by someone standing on the curb, and if they happen to look, which is rare, but it's a blast. That's my comment. Do you have any comment to this? My.
Well, Jack, sounds interesting. Maybe we'll have to try it sometime. Next.
Okay, Mr. Outwatch, this is ACDC, and I'd like for you to leave my number to that guy who was throwing the answering machine, because I'm interested in buying it. So, give him my number, and hey, call me with more. I'd like to talk to you, talk about the line. I haven't spoken to you in quite a while, so, and give him my number, and give me a call sometime, okay? ACDC, and in true tradition, I bid you good day.
Okay, ACDC, we have made a note of your number here, but are a little unaware of who to refer it to. The person who did make the comment advertising the answering machine didn't leave any way so we can get in touch with them. So if you are out there, excuse me, possibly you can leave your number and or we can get back to you somehow and refer ACDC's number. So possibly you two can get together and he can buy your machine for you. Next.
Hello, party. This is D. Wild and crazy guy. I'd like to leave a couple comments, and I'm going to make them real short and quick, about a couple mistakes on the last tape. first that long comment left by me. Pardon me for leaving it, due to being lengthy, was not AC/DC. It was The Wild and Crazy Guy. I used his name as an example. And one more saying that I would really like to stress is, I've mailed in a letter, and I wrote, and I asked a question. Never heard it in the mailbag. I've heard it on line a lot about your touchstone. I didn't really need to hear about it. But I think it's a waste of time to read some letters that all they do is ask for is your newsletter and your joke line list. Okay, plug that some other time. We don't need it three times in a row. Let's have somebody, I'm speaking to everybody now, let's have somebody write in something a little decent, you know? I mean, write in something that really talks about something. I mean, like Bruce said, you know, let's get some real talk going about something, you know? Who cares? You know, I really want to talk about anything except about any junk. You know, who needs all this junk? So all I want to say is, let's get something good going on this line. I think this line deserves it. It's been doing a lot for us. So this is The Wild and Crazy Guy, and I've been hanging around just as long as AC/DC, and I was the one who brought him into the service, Bruce, so he's not the only one who's been calling for a long time. So, remember, stay just a little crazy, because nobody knows how to tax that. Goodbye, Barty.
Okay, Wild and Crazy Guy, we agree with you 100%. I'll tell you the truth, the only reason we ever played those things in which people requested the newsletter and everything is just we were just joking around. We were so darn disgusted without getting any letters, decent letters. I think we got one good one from you asking about the touchstone access system, but from everybody else is just requests. And, hey, normally we're not going to play junk like that. We were just fooling around, and we just got tired of not receiving any mail. We decided you guys need a mailbag, and we owe it to you, and we gave you something. It wasn't much. So, hey, he had a very good suggestion. Anybody, I'm going to give you our P.O. Box number once again. That's please send all your letters and all correspondence and requests, everything, to Why Not, P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, and the zip is 91365. Please, anybody, write today. Leave us, get us a good letter so we can start getting some mailbag. Next.
Hello, this is Mark from Granada Hills, and the only thing I'd like to say is I'm wondering if this line is going to be putting out any party like the Van Nuys Conference did. I think that would be a good thing to have, so people can get to know each other and all, phone freaks and all. So, I think it'd be a good idea. I'm just wondering if you think so too. That's about it. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark, it really is a good idea. In fact, we've been playing it for a while now. It's kind of a secret. You know, we're not exactly quite sure exactly how it's going to go down, but, it's going to be a party and then a few other things, which we're going to keep private right now until we get them squared away. And, hey, we'll definitely be announcing it probably in the next month or so exactly what exactly will be going down.
Yeah.
Well, gang, that's about it for this tape. We're just about out of room. Coming in the current weeks will be more Why Not features. Sorry we haven't been able to get too many of those up. Right now we've been just playing the previous week's comments at the time we normally play our feature. So, right after a little more Supertramp Travelvision, we'll talk to you. This tape will auto-reverse, and one more time, will repeat itself.